For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump forcefully condemned anti-Semitism and mourned the victims of a mass shooting at a synagogue in Pittsburgh. He has ordered flags at federal buildings throughout the United States to be flown at half-staff. Shock and sorrow in the wake of the Saturday tragedy when a gunman murdered 11 people and wounded 6 others before being captured. Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto.
We shouldn't be trying to find ways to minimize the dangers that occur from irrational behavior. We should be working to eliminate irrational behavior and the empowerment of people who would seek to cause this type of carnage.
Robert Bauer, the man arrested in the shooting, appears to have made anti-Semitic posts on social media. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of My Doctor Suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formulas available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allyn Root doesn't suggest, I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com.
House Speaker Paul Ryan tells CBS's Face the Nation that Republicans must share the blame for America's divisions.
Conservatives, we always thought this was sort of a left-wing Alinsky thing. Unfortunately, the right practices identity politics now as well. Identity politics, which is now being practiced on both sides of the aisle, is unfortunately working. And I think we, as leaders, we got to figure out how do we make inclusive aspirational politics strategically valuable again.
The federal government is investigating German automaker Mercedes-Benz over recalls.
A review by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration reveals Mercedes exceeded the time limits for mailing letters to owners. The agency also is reviewing the company's process for making recall decisions and notifying the government. Mercedes issued a statement saying it makes every effort to ensure recalls are done in a timely manner and will work with the government on the investigation. I'm Michelle Harvin.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Players in Iowa and New York will be sharing Saturday's massive Powerball jackpot. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Earlier, the estimated size of the jackpot was $750 million, which would have made it the third largest lottery jackpot in U.S. history. However, shortly before the drawing on Saturday night, officials scaled that back to about $688 million. Still pretty big. And Richard Lustig, who's won several major lottery jackpots over the years, has some advice for the winners, saying winning a big jackpot can bring unexpected problems.
So the first thing you want to do is hire yourself a good accountant, a good financial planner, and a good lawyer.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It can be really disappointing to cover up your clever costume with a coat and gloves, but there's some ways to stay warm while trick-or-treating without sacrificing your artwork. John Clemens reports.
Across the upper Midwest and eastern Dakotas into the western Great Lakes, readings will be in the 30s to the middle 40s on Halloween night. AccuWeather meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Using costumes that are kind of full body costumes might be a good idea. Those are good ways to stay warm. Kind of a pretty good idea is to maybe get a costume that's one size bigger. That way you can layer up underneath the costume rather than cover up the costume by wearing a coat over top of it.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News.